be the motions from discussion of adding additional days to the ABC, to schedule quarterly delegate meetings of 2 to 4 hours in July, August, November, and February. The July / August quarterly meetings will handle spillover business. I am in favor of this motion was 85.4%. I am opposed to this motion, 14.6%. We are now ready to hear minority opinions, so please raise your hands. And again, I encourage everyone who has a different point of view to raise their hand. Alrighty, I'm going to recognize Web 0616, Karen.
Thank you again. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you. My concern is that I see this motion as a bit of a procedural bait and switch. WSO introduced a major structural change to how the conference operates, namely going to quarterly meetings moving forward, under the guise of a scheduling discussion about this year's conference. And my question to all the delegates in attendance today is, are we okay with that? Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Next will be Amber from Web 0796. Amber.
Thank you. I would like the opportunity for delegates to be able to submit alternative motions to this that would name other days or other months or different lengths of the meeting time. And we were not given that opportunity yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. Next will be, Web 0701, Julianne.
Thank you. I believe the delegates of the conference were strongly influenced by the confusing and negative excitement of the first day of this conference, which caused them to vote for a structural change in the conference makeup without appropriate open, honest, informed communication prior to that vote. Conversations of this type would be less stressful, more productive, provide all the necessary information to all decision makers, encourage participation, and create a more trusting environment if knowledge-based decision making was used to make these decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. And we'll go next to Carol in Region 2.
I'm a little concerned that this whole conference this year has been run by the board instead of the conference. The board hosts the conference, and the way it looks to this year is that the we don't run the conference. The board runs the conference, and the board decides when we're going to meet for the conference. And that is why I oppose this mostly. If any work is to be done during the year by the delegates, it should be, as I said before, any committees that come out of this should be worked on by the delegates, not having to meet all these times per year.
Thank you, Carol. And next we're moving over to TEL 0341, and it's Kelly. Please unmute, Kelly. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. So this was a little confusing to me. This was presented as, I think, bullet point number 5 in the discussion about what was going to happen when we did not finish all business for this particular ABC. And I saw this as sort of, and I think there was a delegate that mentioned this as sort of a standalone motion, you know, in moving forward in general as to how the conference would operate, not just about this particular ABC. So I thought it should have been a standalone motion, which would have given, you know, delegates the opportunity to discuss it further. While I like the idea of delegates meeting more often, I think that that's a discussion that should be had as far as reorganizing the conference, not just in relation to how are we going to handle the fact that there's no way we're getting through business this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. And next to speak will be Ty at 0010, Brian from Bangkok.
Hi, this is Brian. I think giving one more day or two more days or doing two more hours or 4 months or something like that, I really think we need the discipline of having a deadline and sticking to that deadline. That makes us focus on the issues. If we have one more day, we'll wait till the last day and do it. If we have like three more sessions, we'll wait till those last 3 days and we still won't get everything done. So I would still prefer just keeping it very focused to the point. It would make us work better and make us more get something done.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, are there any other minority opinions that that would like to be heard right now?
Sue, there's a point of clarification that was asked that somebody said that they thought that the quarterly meetings were going to replace the ABC, and the point of clarification was that that was never the intent. So, okay.
Okay, so are you clarifying, Mary Jo, that it's actually the ABC is going to be whatever, you know, it's still going to occur. There's ballots, so it's not appropriate for us to talk about what's going to happen with the ABC. But what I'm hearing you say is that it's not meant to replace the quarterly delegates and trying to finish up the leftover business. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I see more hands up for the
One minority opinion per person. So Holly Elisa.
Okay, thank you, Mary Jo. So MA, I'm gonna recognize MA 063. Holly, please unmute. Holly, take it away.
Hello, I'm Holly Elisa from Central Massachusetts, and my concern was this. I felt that I had very little amount of time to think through the process, and I also had no time to reflect more thoroughly on the consequences of my vote on this particular topic. I'm self-employed. I have a schedule that I needed to consult. I didn't know when I signed up to be a delegate that all of a sudden I was going to be doing all these extra times. So I feel like I just need more time to think about that. And all of a sudden, boom, I had to make a decision between this and this and this and this. The process did not fit the depth of the attention that we needed, that I felt we needed to give to that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Holly. And I'm going to go to the next. The hand's down. There was somebody else that had a hand up. I don't know. Mary Jo?
No, sorry.
Okay. I've seen somebody put their hand up once or twice and then go down. So I'm just going to give you one more second. If you wanted to express a minority voice, I don't know if you're having tech issues. Okay. We're going to recognize Web 0615. Kate.
Hi. Just quickly, I too was under the impression that this was going to be instead of the 2-day ABC, that instead of trying to get a ton of work done in a short amount of time, we would replace that with the delegate meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kate. All right. I'm going to say this, any other minority opinions?
Yeah.
Okay, here they come again. IG605, Tara, I'm recognizing, and if we could unmute.
Yes, thank you. I would just like to reiterate the value of time. My time personally, especially my weekends, are with my young children and my family, and to all of a sudden give up a lot more of my Saturdays, a lot more of my time, to the ABC versus what I originally signed up for, and making that decision on such short notice without designated dates was really challenging. And I love the spirit of the ABC. I believe that part of that spirit is having it in a cohesive 2 or 3 day session where we get that work done. I can designate a weekend to this and then go back to my life and my other responsibilities, which include other ACA responsibilities on the weekends as well. And this would conflict with a lot of those. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And that's all the time we have right now for the Minority Voice. And I appreciate again, we appreciate again, everybody's expressing their opinions and their voices. The time now is to raise your hands if you would like to have a revote on this particular motion.
Sue, we've already exceeded the 40%.
Have we? That's what I was going to double check with you. So we have exceeded the 40%. Alrighty. So Greg, can you guide me as to next steps? If everyone can lower their hands.
Mary Jo, were you talking?
Sorry. I'm going to suggest that we have on our schedule that we're going to next do two of the remaining ballot proposals, and that we move into doing those and we come back to this one for the revote on this after we have time to regroup on this a little bit. Could I have, Greg, would that be a fair question to ask?
That is, there's a concern that is delaying the vote. I don't think that's delaying the vote. I think that everyone needs to think about this as well as we do. This is the first occurrence in this process that we've done. So I recommend that we do that. Also, I'll announce now that one of the things that we discussed, and we were going to point this out later anyway, that there would be a breakout room to discuss scheduling at the midday break, to discuss scheduling of any quarterly meetings or any other meetings that the conference desires to have. I think that we'll still leave that breakout room open for discussion, but I think right now the appropriate thing to do is let everyone realize I actually like Jim's recommendation has just come across the wire. Why don't we take a vote of the delegates very quickly, show of hands with a raised hand function. Who wants to vote now as opposed to later? So if you want to vote now, raise hands. Okay. Yep. So more than 50% of the delegates want to do it now. So let's go ahead and do it now. Okay.
So at this point, then we're going to stay on topic, and we're going to do the next step, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm new at this, it's developing, considering alternate motions. Is that what I'm doing?
No.
Okay. Can you guide me?
No, we're just voting to revote on the motion that was originally made.
Okay.
Does this go to worldwide online voting for the revote?
It will. It will have to.
So can we put it on the screen what the, the options were for this?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. There's a bit of talk about revoting now, but the revote is for world online voting, which happens after the meeting for 10 or 12 hours. So I'm not understanding what wanted to vote on right now, because it has to run for 10 or 12 hours, and it might as well run with everything else that runs for 10 or 12 hours. Greg,
just a point of order. Is this a time where we would ask our delegates, do they want this to go to worldwide online voting on the original motion, or do they want to create alternative motions? And I see Liz's hands up.
Yeah, Liz, what's your...
Sorry, I have a different point that I wanted to... There's a lot of chat about whether we're talking about 2022 or the all of the future about adding meetings. And I just wanted to say that we are, in my understanding, we are talking about the future, not just this year of increasing. We're not. Okay.
Because it's only for this year.
I need to address something else. There's a concern that Martin is recording this, and people feel that they weren't notified. I saw a display on my screen that said it was being recorded. Is anyone? I mean, so I think that was legitimate. And it's important that we capture the process. So regarding your point, Liz, I think here's what the process says. The process says that we are going to revote on the motion that was made. And that was one item out of that list, all right? So once that's the original, and then once we...
excuse me, Greg. So according to the voting guidelines, it's now, because a revote has been determined that it will occur, it goes... I was wrong to ask for what I did before. It now goes to a second day of worldwide online voting, and the matter is finished for today.
Okay.
I see two hands up for questions.
For protocol, I believe, unless I'm reading it wrong, there's no questions at this point.
I think that as parliamentarian, I think that there's something, while that might work for something else, one of the other ballot proposals, I'm very concerned that this is left hanging, that this is a black or white discussion right now, and yet the comments that were made do not make it a black or white discussion. I think instead of opening it up for questions at this moment, what we should do is over the midday break, the facilitation team should get together and try to determine how what we ask of the conference, and how we ask the conference what they want to do with this.
Didn't we have a vote just now, though, that said that our delegates wanted to talk about it right now?
No. It wasn't about talking about it right now.
Voting right now. Okay. Okay. So maybe could we ask for a show of hands if we're comfortable in moving forward with, because we have the other ballots. We'll bring this one back to discussion and voting. Do we want to have a show of hands if we're okay? We're going to pause this one, but we're going to come back to it, is what I'm hearing, Greg. Is that correct?
Yeah, the point is if you vote that we do it now, that is the indications are that it's either it is either accept or reject this proposal or this motion. And that's against the process. What was that?
Never mind.
Okay. So all I know right now is the process says, as Mary Jo pointed out, that this goes to online voting tonight. The concern I have, again, is what was expressed is that this is not just a black or white, up or down vote. So right now we'll go with the process, but I think that the team needs to come back with suggestions for the conference after, you know. And let's accept comments in the POI so that we can.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say on this in this matter that you would like the comments about this matter to be sent to the POIs right now.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful.
And then we will regroup midday and make some kind of initial assessment and bring it back to the delegates to make a decision on.
Yes.
Okay. If we could lower hands then, I just want to see a show of hands from the delegates. Are we good to, we're good to proceed next steps now with that, with this understanding that we are coming back, just in the efforts of time and respecting everybody's time. And let me know when we reach quorum. Okay, so right now I'm seeing 46 47 in favor.
Yeah, that's
one against. Okay, so the majority. This passes, and I really want to thank. We really want to thank everyone for this robust conversation. Very helpful, very important. Mary Jo, I think the next step is for me to bring it over to you for the remaining ballots.
Excuse me, Sue. Somebody captured a comment that, or sent in a comment that was my direction here, which is the conference needs to decide what to do about the results of the online voting tonight. And that's why I'm suggesting that we go off and take a relook at this and then come back
Yeah, it saves time, but we're still bringing it back to our delegates for decision making.
Correct.
We're just bringing clarity. Okay. And if you send your comments to the POIs, all of your feedback will be considered in part of that initial assessment. All righty. I think we're ready for you, Mary Jo. And